Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Earlier this month, it was announced that Vermont will receive a $3 million grant for opioid addiction treatment. The new money means that some addiction treatment centers will be able to expand options for patients who need it most. We're joined now by Dr. Jeffrey McKee. He's director of psychiatric services at the Rutland Regional Medical Center, which runs the West Ridge Center for Addiction Recovery. Dr. McKee, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Vermont is one of 11 states getting a chunk of this federal money to help treat opioid addiction. And in Vermont, Rutland, Addison, Chittenden, and Franklin counties are targeted for funds. How much is your center going to get?
I believe our center, which is includes services to both Rutland and Addison County under the grant, is receiving about $200,000 a year for the 3 years. But we hope it goes 3 years. It's guaranteed for the first year, and then it has to be renewed for the subsequent 2 years. But we're hopeful on the 3-year funding.
And what strings are attached to this money?
So we have the program comes with expectations that we deliver services to underserved and high-risk populations, there's a number of measures we'll do to demonstrate the effectiveness of those services and so forth. And Dartmouth Hitchcock is helping us collect that data and establish, the kinds of measures that we'll report on. But in Rutland and Addison counties, the primary group of high-risk population that we decided to focus on is folks coming out of corrections and subsequently under the supervision of probation and parole.
Talk a little bit more about that, how you're going to target the $200,000 you hope each $200,000 for 3 years, how
yep.
you hope to target that money on that population.
So there's the biggest piece of the funding and the effort goes to supporting a clinical case or a care manager who will work with corrections and probation and parole to identify folks who will be reentering our communities.
And when you say supporting that position, you mean hiring somebody to do that?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Yes, we'll be hiring somebody to do that work. That person will be able to do assessments while the person is still in corrections, so that we understand their clinical needs, their substance abuse needs, their mental health treatment needs, as well as their primary care, housing, vocational needs before they come out. And so rather than coming out to the community and getting on a wait list for services someplace, they can come out into the community and get services immediately hopefully reduce significantly the chances of them reentering the correction system.
My understanding go ahead. Did you want to continue?
I was just going to say that person will between Rutland and Addison counties, will be pulling together into interdisciplinary teams from primary care offices, the federally qualified health centers, DCF, probation and parole, and all the other treatment providers to work with. Over the 3 years, we hope to serve about 125 patients in each of the areas of the state.
The federal money, the grant money, my understanding is that partly it's trying to get more money into medication-assisted treatment. Does that mean just what it sounds like, treating addiction problems at least partially with medication?
Right. So at the work in Rutland is really focused around the West Ridge Center, which is a in the state's language a medication-assisted treatment hub, which means we're kind of the center for medication-assisted treatment, which includes methadone and buprenorphine. And so it will help folks in those high-risk populations get connected to those services, as well as to expand our offering of a medication called naltrexone, it also goes by the brand name Vivitrol, which blocks the opiate receptors in the brain. So someone getting that medication doesn't feel the euphoric effect of the opiate that they had been taking previously. And it also helps reduce cravings. And so that's an offering that we're looking forward to being able to offer to this population, but through this experience also be able to offer other folks in our community.
Because methadone and buprenorphine often get the most press, I think naltrexone might be something that's new to people's ears. And so you talk about how it works, that it, you know, I think you said it attaches to the receptors in the brain. It doesn't allow somebody to get high. But my understanding is that it's also not an effective treatment for somebody who right now is, say, a heroin user and is actively using the drug. This is something that's specifically or more appropriately geared towards someone who's gone through withdrawal and is trying to make sure that they stay clean.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, because of the way the naltrexone works, if someone is actively using opiates and they start taking naltrexone, it could immediately throw them into significant withdrawal symptoms and almost perpetuating a relapse, if you will, as a result of taking it while they're still using other opiates. So it is ideally suited for folks who have been clean for a significant amount of time from opiates. And the people coming out of corrections, of course, would be ideally suited for that as a medication intervention rather than methadone and buprenorphine. Although some will be more appropriate for methadone and buprenorphine if the for a number of clinical factors, including their level of previous abuse and dependence, how long they've been clean, and how bad their cravings are, which are highly variable.
We on this program have also talked with Dr. Stacy Sigmund, who's been piloting a program that uses a thing called a Med-O-Wheel that dispenses medication like Suboxone or methadone on a timed release and is designed to help people who are on waiting lists for treatment at a center. Is that something that you would look into?
So I know that the Chittenden Center, I believe, in Burlington is looking at that as part of their interventions. And so we didn't include that in Rutland and Addison counties as part of what we had planned, but certainly we'll watch their success and think about doing that in Rutland if they can work out the bugs, and the supervision of all that is something to consider.
Dr. McKee, how important to you and to your center is this money that you're getting?
Well, it's very significant. It's significant for the Rutland and Addison counties in terms of the 125 patients we're going to serve, but also the ripple effects that this has. I think we're going to gain expertise in working with the corrections population, as well as how to do Vivitrol that'll serve the rest of our communities, and as well as the clinical training that's a part of the grant as well, that our staff will receive on best practices from the training that will be supplied by the folks at Dartmouth, is just really going to enhance the programming that we can offer to all of our patients. So I think between the enhancements to our programming and helping a significant number of folks establish stable recovery, it's big for our entire community.
Dr. Jeffrey McKee, he's Director of Psychiatric Services at the Rutland Regional Medical Center, which runs the West Ridge Center for Addiction Recovery. He's been explaining how his clinic will use their portion of the $3 million in federal money coming into Vermont for opioid addiction treatment.